Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to empower, inspire, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply tag, you're it. Tag, you're it. Now, growing up as a child, I was in the 70s, and we didn't have a lot of technology back when I was growing up. That means that as children, we had to use our imagination. We couldn't go to GameStop and purchase the latest game on a console and then put it into the television set and play it. We didn't have that type of technology back in the day. So what we had to do was become creative. We played games out side with our cousins, and it may be Mother May I, it might be red light, green light, it may be relays that we ran in the middle of the street. But our favorite game back in the day was tag. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're all familiar with it. The simplest, most cost-effective game you could ever play. It's just when one of the friends you had was selected to chase, and if they caught you, they tag you and say, tag, you're it. Then your job was to go and chase down everybody that you could find. Well, in this Christian life, my friends and neighbors, we've got to recognize that now we are it. When Jesus died and rose from the grave, then he made sure that we are it. We're not waiting on him. On the contrary, he's waiting on us. There are things that now we've got to do to change the world, and God has given us that authority. He made us it when he told us in Luke 10 and 19, behold, I give you power to tread upon scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy. He made us it in Philippians 4:13 when we say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And yes, my friends and neighbors, remember in John 14:12, the Bible says that the works that Jesus does, we will do also, and greater works than these, because he goes to the Father. Yes, my friends, we are now it. We're not waiting on some rescue, somebody else. We are it. Remember the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Yes, my friends, he was it. Now, when you think about being it, obviously, my friends, that's a humongous responsibility. That means that we have it. That it power says, yes, that we can save. We're responsible for leading other people to Christ. We are it. We're not waiting on some televangelist on television. We're not waiting on the pastor of a church. God also made us it. Remember, Proverbs 11 and 30 says that he that wins souls is wise. Then we discover in James 5 and 20 that he that converts a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall cover a multitude of sins. Did you realize that God has made us it? He gave us the power to convert sinners from the error of their ways. He gave us the power to heal and deliver and set free and make things better. Yes, my friends, we're it. Now, somebody might say, wait a minute. Now, how can I be it? You knew that there was an acronym coming in here somewhere, and the IT acronym is very simple. How can I be it? First of all, we're it because he is in us. Say it wherever you are. If you're at the office right now, just repeat these words. Just whisper the words, he is in me. If you're at home right now by yourself, then shout it to the top of your lungs. He is in me. Jesus is in you. He is in me. And that's how we can be it, because he's in us. Colossians 2 and 10 says we are complete in him. And in John 14 and 20, Jesus says, and in that day, we will know that he's in his Father and we are in him, and he is in us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, he said, I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. He's in us, my friends and neighbors. We believe that God lives on the inside, and because he's on the inside, now we are it. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and also it's not only because he's in us, it's also because he instructs us. Yes, he gives us step by step what to do. Anyone who says God is in them and then says that they don't hear God speak to them, I don't know that God is in you if he's not speaking speaking to you, because he's always giving us instructions. You remember in Isaiah 30 and 21, the Bible says, our ears shall hear a word behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it. You know, one time I was at a store and I purchased an item, and the item said on it, my least favorite words, some assembly required. Well, I asked our associate, I said, do you guys assemble this product here? She says, no, sir, you got to go home and do it yourself, but it's easy. The instructions are on the inside. Well, even though I took the product home, I wasn't completely satisfied because I don't like to assemble it on my own. I don't, you know, and like most people, we're not prone to following the instructions. We want somebody to do it for us. But I discovered as soon as I got home that I was it, that I had to open the box and read the instructions. And sure enough, my friends, step by step, it showed me how many screws were supposed to be in the package, and they were. It told me how many bolts were in there, and they were there. It said step one is this, step two is that, step three is this. Well, thank God that we've got instructions from the Father. He is the one that tells us step by step what we're supposed to do. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to ask God for some specific instructions. We can find those instructions in His Word. He's given us the playbook. We know how the owner's manual is supposed to work. All we've got to do is embrace it, and we'll hear God speaking to us every time. Now, somebody may say, okay, I can get it. I'm it. I got that. I'm it. So what do I do now that I'm it? That's where the T comes in. Because now that we're it, we've got three responsibilities. We simply teach, we touch, and we tout. Yes, my friends, we teach. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. That's in John 14, 26. Then you remember Matthew 28, 19. Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Yes, my friends, it's our job to teach. There's somebody that's waiting on you to give them the instructions they need for the day. You're it. There's somebody that won't hear a word unless you give it to them. You're it. There's someone that won't even know what the Bible says unless they hear it from you. You are it. I can remember growing up as a kid having Bible study with my parents at home. Other adults would be over there with their children, and every Saturday we had Bible study. Well, it was a way for us to learn the word, but it was also a way for the adults to learn too. Yes, my friends, our job is to teach. The Bible says in Colossians 3 and 16 that the word of Christ shall dwell in us richly in all wisdom, that we should teach and admonish one another. Yes, my friends, we are it. We should also touch somebody. When was the last time you touched somebody? I don't mean with your physical hands, no, but I mean with the words that God gave you to speak, that you inspired them and lifted them up, that you put a pep in their step and a glide in their stride. When was the last time you touched somebody, that you helped them to get a little bit more excited about facing the challenges of a day, that you touched them by being a blessing to them, not expecting somebody else to be a blessing, but you were the blessing yourselves. Yes, my friends, we touch and we teach, and then we tout. Touting just means praising the Lord. That's all we do. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has made us it. Let's embrace the fact that we are it. We're not looking for anybody else. I hope you've had a great segment today, my friends, and that's all the time of yours I'm going to take. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.